The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
All right, if you're looking for basketball, you've come to the right place here. Champ Week continues today at the ACC tournament. We've got second round action starting at noon from Barclays in Brooklyn. All the action on ESPN and the app, so you can watch from anywhere. Terrific action. And then we've got the NBA coming your way tonight here on ESPN as well. You see the matchup there. That's a great one between Phoenix and Miami starting 7:30 Eastern time. And then our nightcap is another good game. We got Portland taking on Utah. It also starts with NBA Countdown tonight, 7 Eastern here on ESPN. And with that, we begin another hour on this monumental day in the NFL. We are live at the Seaport. We are brought to you by Chase. You see Danny and Kmart. We got a big crew with you here, including the beginning of our conversation with Booger McFarland, who joins us in just a moment as we get up starting right now with the blockbuster trade yesterday. The Broncos agreeing to send a significant package of players and draft picks to the Seahawks in exchange for Russell Wilson. The 10 players and picks are the most in a trade since the Herschel Walker deal in 1989 between the Cowboys and Vikings. That's one of the most famous trades in sports history. Will this one be remembered the same way? Here are some of the particulars. The Broncos, of course, get Wilson plus a fourth round pick. You see the names going in the other direction. Locke, a young quarterback, we'll see. Noah Fant, a really good player. And look at all those draft picks, 2 ones and 2 twos. So it is a monumental trade. Kimberly Martin, how did we get here? We were so focused for so long, it feels like, on the possibility of Aaron Rodgers going to Denver. How is it we wake up this morning and Russell Wilson is a Bronco?
But it wasn't just us, Greeny, that was focused on Aaron Rodgers. At the scouting combine, everybody was talking about Aaron Rodgers, waiting for that domino to fall. There was frustration. People were like, something needs to happen because other teams want to have their contingency plans in place. But all along, Broncos GM George Payton was sitting there thinking, okay, everybody's assuming that Rodgers is going to go back to Green Bay. Okay, not even just the next best option. What is a great option for us? And that's Russell Wilson, a guy that one of the best quarterbacks in the league who made it clear behind closed doors that he did not want to be in Seattle anymore. And both sides were able to come to an agreement.
All right, so Russell Wilson is a Super Bowl champion. He has put up big numbers. He's won a lot of football games. So, Dan, what is at stake for him now in this move to Denver?
Yeah, his legacy. And that's why behind closed doors he made it clear he didn't want to be there because his career in many ways was dying in Seattle. I mean, we have to look at Russell Wilson's career in the way that we view quarterbacks. Great player, going to be in the Hall of Fame. He's not in your top handful of greatest ever, and that's what this is about because he only has that one Super Bowl. We don't put those guys that only have one Super Bowl into that conversation, and even that one Super Bowl. If you ask most fans, they would say that Seattle won with Russell Wilson, not one because. They won because of that Legion of Boom. They won because of the run game and the defense and Pete Carroll. This is now the opportunity for Russell Wilson to go to a place and say, you won the Super Bowl because me. Yeah, I was the missing link. You had teams that had great defenses, third in the NFL last year. You won the Super Bowl because of me. And now this is a legacy thing for Russell Wilson to vault himself. Listen, these people that are 0.0001% in the history of the world, they want to sit at that table. And that's why I believe Russell Wilson finally went to them and said, I got to get out. And I got to get it to a place that I believe I can win a Super Bowl at. This is about Russell Wilson's long-term legacy.
I'm being told that Booger McFarland is ready to go. There he is, the big fella. Joins our party this morning on, again, the busiest football day of the year. Booger, I'm going to give you the floor here. Russell Wilson to the Broncos. What does it mean? How good are they right now?
Well, Greeny, good morning, everyone. I think Russell Wilson gives the Denver Broncos hope. I don't think it makes them the AFC favorite. Doesn't even make them the AFC West favorite, but it gives everybody on their team hope that we have a guy that can make plays from the position. And I know everyone is going to say, man, Denver is an automatic Super Bowl contender. Denver got better yesterday. But I think if you just look at Russell Wilson the last couple of years, Russell Wilson really hasn't been great. The last 2 years, his QBR on third down has been 23rd in the NFL. Last year from the pocket, he was 22nd throwing from the pocket. So if you really want to look at it, to RG3's point I was listening to earlier, this offense is going to have to help Russell Wilson be a better quarterback. Now, Denver has a lot of weapons, so Russell doesn't have to do it all by himself because we've all talked about the young weapons that they have and their defense. They'll be really good. But overall, Green, I like the trade. It makes them a better team. But let's pump the brakes by saying that this automatically makes them a Super Bowl favorite. Hell, it doesn't even make them the best team in the West, but it's a good move for the Broncos because when I go to training camp, if I'm a player on that team, I now know I have a guy that can compete with everyone in that division, which gives us hope, which is something the last couple of years the Broncos didn't have.
Leave it to Booger to bring the contrary opinion. I like it. RG3, jump in here. How good do you think they are? How good is Wilson going to be? How good are they going to be with him?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with a lot of what Booger said. They're not the top team, obviously, in the AFC West. To be the man, you got to beat the man. The Kansas City Chiefs have won six straight. But I do think it puts them in second in the AFC West with Russell Wilson. And hope is a big thing because that hope, you saw it all over Twitter with all the reactions from the players. They believe in Russell Wilson. And the Broncos, they're kind of going back to their old tricks, right? Four of the top five passes in their franchise history were all acquired by trade. John L. Jake Plummer, Peyton Manning, Craig Morton, all acquired by trade. And I think that head coach Nathaniel Hackett and offensive coordinator Justin Outen are looking to say, hey, we want to make sure Russell has a Super Bowl tied to his name here in Denver by the time it's all said and done. But Russell does have his detractors. There are people out there that believe when you let Russell Wilson cook, he will burn the food. So he has to go out and prove to these guys, prove to everyone, all the detractors, that he is the reason. This isn't a legacy thing for him because his legacy is intact. He is a Hall of Famer. But I agree with Dan. It is a legacy building opportunity for him to show that he can be the same force multiplier for the Broncos that Brady was for the Bucks and that Stafford was for the Rams.
Why do you look so skeptical, Dan?
Well, I like my food burnt more often than not. Booger, what in the heck are you talking about saying that Russell Wilson still can't be... First of all, to say that they're not Super Bowl favorites is fair. It's the AFC. It's the most loaded conference we've seen in years. You can't tell me that the Chargers are Super Bowl favorites. They're going to be darn good. You can't tell me that the Bengals are. They're going to be darn good. You can't tell me that the Chiefs are. They're all going to be so good. But you saying, well, it gives them hope. They had none before, and now that puts them into that conversation of four or five teams that we at least believe have a chance. But to sit here and think, I feel like you watered down that trade, and you watered down Russell Wilson as a player. You're talking like the Broncos traded for me. I mean, they traded for a guy that is in the Hall of Fame, dude. So I agree that maybe he hasn't statistically been the player he was in the past. This is still a guy that is arguably in the top six or seven of the positions in all of the NFL. They didn't get better. They got monumentally better.
Go ahead, Bug.
Well, Dan, listen, I would definitely agree with you. They got a lot better. Russell Wilson is better than anything that they've had in a long time. But understand, and let's go back and remember what Richard Sherman talked about. Richard Sherman, who was there with Russell Wilson, and I'm paraphrasing, basically said, we won because of our defense. No team has had the number one defense four straight years since like the 50s. Himbo can give you the exact stat. And they won because of that defense. Now, I'll give Russ credit. Russ made a lot of plays, and a lot of what Russ does is the improvisational plays and then throwing the deep balls. But overall, Dan, you can't sit here and tell me that you would take Russell over. I mean, I can name five quarterbacks, but Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and that's just in the AFC of guys that I would rather have the ball than Russell Wilson. There is no way. He makes them better, but let's not act like Russell Wilson is the second coming of any of those quarterbacks that I just missed. He's a good quarterback.
What happened?
He struggled from the pocket. He struggled on third down, but he's made a ton of plays on the improvisational angle. That's all I'm saying. Let's just keep it in perspective today as we talk about the reality of it.
What's going on today?
Go ahead.
Boog, every quarterback is going to struggle from the pocket and on third down when your offensive line stinks. every quarterback outside of like what we saw from Joe Burrow. I think Herbert's a superstar. I'm not putting Herbert over Russell Wilson just yet. And I love Lamar, MVP. I ain't putting Lamar over Russell Wilson.
Isn't even about where we're going to slot Russell Wilson compared to everybody else. This is how good is this move and how does it improve the Broncos? We talked in the first hour, maybe Booger wasn't with us, so he didn't hear all this, but we were talking about how if you do not have a quarterback, you have nothing. So guess what? The Broncos have one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. So right off the bat, it's not just hope. Like, they have a really good team and feel like they're in a situation where adding him makes everything better and makes them a Super Bowl contender.
I'm going to stand up for my man Booger because I think everyone is taking out of context what he said. He's not disagreeing with that. He said that they got better. They got markedly better. But Dan, I'm asking you right now. Right now. You can start a team right now with Russell Wilson and Justin Herbert. Who are you taking?
Oh, why you had to do Dan like that?
Start a team, I would say, Justin Herbert.
The next 5 years. 5 years. 5 years. Because these guys don't get contracts longer than that anyway. 5 years.
I can't.
Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes.
I'm going to answer your question that you asked because there's a lot of names. I cannot disrespect Russell Wilson today. If I have to choose between the next 5 years, Russell Wilson or Justin Herbert, I am taking Russell Wilson. I think Justin Herbert's a superstar. I've seen too much from Russell Wilson.
Oh, wow.
Go ahead, Booger, go.
Ooh, wow. I don't know if I'd go there.
Wow. Listen, Dan, I respect your acumen as a quarterback, you and RG3 both, but if you're telling me today, and we're going to be prisoners of the moment and everybody's happy, I get it. They got better. Russell Wilson makes them better. They haven't had a quarterback in the last, 5 or 10 years. But if you're telling me today that you would take Russell Wilson over Justin Herbert, you are high. Very
high.
I'll take Justin Herbert and I'll sit back and I'll relax. Russell Wilson is not even close to the quarterback that Justin Herbert is. Name me a way that Russell is better than Justin Herbert. I'll wait.
Deep ball. Athleticism. Proven.
Athleticism?
Yeah.
Justin Herbert can run like crazy.
Are you kidding me?
Have you guys, has anybody watched Russell Wilson play in the last 10 years?
Are you
We're
serious?
Talking about Russell Wilson like he's Kirk Cousins. I mean, this dude is an absolute
The only time he's won
star.
Is because he's had a top... The only time he won, he had the number one defense. Come on, man. Like let's not act like he's Tom Brady. Like, he had the number one defense, and he went to a couple Super Bowls.
RG3,
what has okay? So now winning 10 games is the barometer.
Russell Wilson's name. Come on now. We got to put respect on Russell Wilson's name. He's a dynamic quarterback, dynamic player. If you're taking a guy for the future, yeah, take Justin Herbert. I agree. Take Justin Herbert. He's younger. He's got maybe a higher ceiling. But if you're taking a guy right now today, and you're the Denver Broncos, you take Russell Wilson. He's done it. Justin Herbert hasn't even been to the playoffs or won a playoff game. So right now, you take Russell Wilson. He doesn't just give you hope. He makes your team better. And yes, he makes you a Super Bowl contender.
The QBs.
If Justin Herbert had a head coach that knew when to punt the football, Herbert would be in the playoffs, win a playoff game.
Book had a head coach that knew when to punt the football. That's what's going on. Book chose violence today.
We can what if all day.
I am 100%
with
Booker
all day, but the bottom line is he ain't been there, man.
Justin Herbert in his two seasons has overcome unimaginable obstacles, many of them that were created by his own team, to put up ridiculous numbers and look the part in every conceivable way. I'm not knocking Russell Wilson.
I sat on this show Monday, brother. And said the reason the Seattle Seahawks needed to trade Russell Wilson is because in the last six years, they've drafted 52 cats, and one of them has become an all-pro, and he was a punter. That team still won 10 games basically every year because of the quarterback. We're talking about Russell Wilson like he's an average quarterback. This is a guy that has been playing behind one of the worst five offensive lines in football for 4 or 5 years now with no running game. He's had a top 10 defense 5 times in his career, okay? In those years, he was 56-22 in the regular season. 56-22, Booger? The Broncos got the number 3 defense. So we can take these numbers, and here's the reality. Here's the reality, Booger. Yesterday morning when the Broncos had to play the Chargers, they had no chance. If the Broncos got to play the Chargers today, I'm taking the Broncos because they got Russell Wilson. If they're playing the Buffalo Bills, that's going to be a phenomenal game, and he can go head-to-head with their quarterback. The same with the Kansas City Chiefs. It gives them a guy that can look those cats, maybe not literally in the eye, but on the football field in the eye and say, we got a chance now.
Let me leave it there for the moment. I have to go to a break. I'm coming back to you. I promise.
Hold on. I promise I'm coming back. Dude.
We will come back to all of this. As you can see, we have a lot to say, and we're going to continue saying it. Oh, by the way, Aaron Rodgers made his decision yesterday. As we continue in a moment, the Aaron era ain't over. We've got the insight on exactly how and why that went down. Plus, now that these two moves have been made, what are the next dominoes to fall? We've got you covered from every possible angle. It's Get Up on ESPN.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Back on Get Up, where our debate continued through the entire commercial break, and I paused that to bring you news of Aaron Rodgers, who has made his decision. He is returning to Green Bay. He made this decision on franchise tag deadline day. The Packers then, and this is no surprise, tagged their star receiver, Devontae Adams. The expectation is they'll try and figure out a long-term deal with him. Rodgers coming off his second straight MVP season. And so I come back again to my insider extraordinaire, Kmart, to start the conversation. We have been talking about this essentially nonstop since last April. Yes. How did it ultimately come to be that Rodgers stayed put?
I think this was a change of direction for Green Bay's franchise. Think about what set it all off, them going after Jordan Love, going up into the first round and taking him, and think about the future. Well, they made the present important and making Aaron feel like he is the guy. They will do anything to make sure that Aaron feels wanted, because we understand that is what Aaron needs the most. So you go out, you get Randall Cobb, you go get his QB coach out of retirement. You will make him the highest paid quarterback. You will do whatever it takes to make Aaron know, this is your home. We messed up. We still love you, and let's go win a ring.
All right, and so that obviously is all that is left to be done. Aaron Rodgers doesn't need to prove he's a great player.
Right.
He doesn't need to prove he's an all-time great player. He's in that rarefied air where you're literally trying to move up a rung by rung on a ladder that has only the greatest of the greats. And the only way he does that is by winning Super Bowls. So, Booger, is he going to do it? Is this Packers team in the next, let's call it 2 years, going to finally win Rodgers' second Super Bowl?
Well, Green, they have just as good a chance as anybody. I think if you look at the rosters now in the NFC, you'd be hard-pressed to say that if Green Bay can just make a couple moves, that they don't have the best roster in the NFC. And so what's to stop Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers from winning a Super Bowl? You hire Rich Bisaccia, who I think is the best special teams coach in the National Football League. So the special team should improve, because they were abysmal last year. Now, if you can restructure some contracts, you franchise Devontae Adams, they should have the best roster in the NFC with the best quarterback, the two-time MVP the last season. So if they don't win it, then yes, this is a stain on his legacy. This tarnishes his reputation, because how can you be arguably, I've heard so many different descriptions of Aaron Rodgers. He's the best quarterback in the NFL. He's the most talented quarterback that's ever played in the NFL. Like, all these different things that we talk about him and we use to describe him. If he doesn't win a Super Bowl being the best guy over a long period of time, if he only has one when his career is over, that says a lot about Aaron Rodgers.
How about the pressure on him, Dan, in your opinion?
I don't think there's a person in the NFL with more pressure on them now than Aaron Rodgers. And I don't believe Aaron's ever been in that position. Yes, he's had pressure on him, and he's the starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, and he replaced Brett Favre. This is now an organization that has gone all in, all in, all in. Mortgage the future. We're going to refinance everything. Wait, we are putting all our eggs in a 12-month, a 24-month basket to say whatever it was going to take to win a Super Bowl, we are going to do. And I'll give Brian Gutekunst, their general manager, credit. Like, he removed his ego and said, all right, I got to fix this situation. Booger just labeled it. Okay, so 2 years ago or 3 years ago, they're in the NFC Championship game. 2 years ago, they're in the NFC Championship game. Last year, they went 13 games on a number one seed. Neither of those or of those three situations equal the Super Bowl. This cat in the last 2 years has 85 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. The on-the-field performance has been, in many ways, unlike anything we've ever seen. He don't got the trophy. It's not all that different than Russell Wilson's situation. These guys want to be in the conversation, in that handful of you are in the greatest ever conversation. Aaron is not in that because of the way that we look at the quarterback spot publicly with one Super Bowl. That's just the reality. And that's why I think it's got to pay off. It falls on Aaron's shoulders right now to make sure that this pays off.
Are they going to get it done, RG3?
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
Yes, I think they get it done, but I got to remind my colleagues here that nothing has changed for the Packers, right? For the last 3 years, they have been the lead dog in the NFC. They just haven't gotten it done. Now they bring back Aaron Rodgers. They bring back Devontae Adams. They got to figure out what they're going to do with the Smith bros on the defensive line and obviously Devondre Campbell and Rasul Douglas, but Aaron Rodgers doesn't have more pressure on him than before. It's been Super Bowl or bust for over a decade for the Packers since they won the Super Bowl in 2011. So to say that he has the most pressure on him other than like a guy like Russell Wilson, I think is just out of place. And then to say that it's a stain on his legacy if he doesn't win another one, like the worst thing that has ever happened to quarterbacks and how they're evaluated is Tom Brady. He won 7 of those bad boys. Now, if you win one, you're not good enough. Booker's over here talking about how Russell Wilson's a scrub, essentially, because he's got one Super Bowl championship. So, guys, calm down, take a deep breath, and understand that the Packers just have to figure out how to win when it matters. The pressure's always been on them. It's not any more today than it was yesterday. We're just still talking about it.
I kind of agree with that.
Go ahead, Booker. Quick, go.
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead, K-Mart.
No, Booger, go.
Well, here's the thing, RG3, I'll say about it. When you're Aaron Rodgers, and here's the crux. Like, Green Bay goes 13-3, and they fight for home field advantage, and you know you're going to get inclement weather in January. It almost hurts the Packers because they're a passing football team, but when they get home field advantage, they have to run the football and take the ball out of Aaron Rodgers' hands, as we saw in the game against San Francisco. So it's going to be really interesting to see how they build this team, because in order to win in Green Bay, like, let's face it, they're going to win 12, 13 games in their division, right? Aaron Rodgers, et cetera. But when they get into January and they get inclement weather and it's snowing and it's cold, Aaron Rodgers is going to get a lot of the blame and he's going to get a lot of the pressure, but they're going to have to be more physical and run the football, because San Francisco came in there and hit him in the mouth, and Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers outplayed Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. So what's going to change the next time? Aaron Rodgers is kind of in that position where the weather and the great record almost is going to hurt him come January in Green Bay when it's 2 degrees and the wind is blowing sideways.
I'm up against the bottom of the hour, so I've got to run in a minute. Rob, can we take the one shot of Booger again? Because I'm sure everyone who hasn't seen it before is wondering about this. Booger, just hold your hand up there. Yes, just confirm for everyone that what they're seeing is real. Yeah, he's got the hand that kind of goes in a whole bunch of different directions. And yet, if you've seen that man roll in a 15-foot putt, it doesn't have any impact on his ability to do it. All right, we'll continue in just a moment. Oh, we got another member of the group joining the party to talk about this. The blockbuster trade that could change absolutely everything in the AFC. Russ to the Broncos. What does it mean? We will ask the one, the only, Dominique Foxworth. He's jumping in as we continue in just a moment. It's Get Up on ESPN.
Look at that color combination.
I don't know. question are you trying to ask?
Be better tomorrow.
I'm not answering that. That's a clown question, bro.
Next.
Mike, why are you in such a bad mood?
What do you care?
What else do you want to know?
Next question.
I'm not going to answer any questions from you.
Answer my question! The question, jerk!
All right, it is the segment that made him famous. We are delighted to bring Dominique Foxworth into the conversation on this incredibly busy day, and I've got some hard-hitting questions for you, Neek, and you're going to have to answer them whether you're ready to or not. Here's the first. Which quarterback is going to have a better season next year, Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson?
I mean, I think the answer is Aaron Rodgers. He showed us the last two MVP-level seasons, and not much has changed there. So I have no reason to believe that all of a sudden he's going to fall apart. I think Russell is in a great situation with Nathaniel Hackett taking over the offense. They're going to run similar things to what Aaron Rodgers had success with. And he's going to be in a great situation with a lot of talent and an outstanding defense, but it's still unproven. I think that what we've seen from Aaron Rodgers in the past couple of years, it's fair to assume that we're going to see some more of that in this coming season.
All right, well, that sets up our next question perfectly, which is, with Rodgers back in the fold, are the Packers right now your pick to win the NFC Championship?
Absolutely, and I think they might be a smart pick to win the Super Bowl. We all have been talking about how weak the NFC is in comparison. I think the 49ers are the scariest team, but they're going to be reliant on a very young, inexperienced quarterback. Other than that, I guess the Cowboys are in there, but they also have some issues with their coaching staff and some roster construction concerns that they have to sort out. But I think as long as you have Aaron Rodgers, it's fair to assume that they should be the leader, get the first round bye, and end up in the Super Bowl at the end of the year.
Okay, and then that brings us to the AFC West, which is where Russell Wilson went yesterday. And the murderer's row lineup of quarterbacks you have there in Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Wilson, and Derek Carr. So, which of those four quarterbacks is going to win the most Super Bowls in the next 5 years?
Yeah, I mean, my heart says Patrick Mahomes, so I think I'm going to go with my heart. My head says that maybe you go with Herbert because he's still on that cost-control deal and they can have more flexibility with the roster, but I can't forget what I've seen from Patrick Mahomes to start his career. He's a guy that's proven that he can do it time and time again. I don't know what happened in the second half of the AFC Championship game, but I have enough experience seeing him prevail in the big moments to assume that even though his big contract is going to make the team a little thinner, I still believe that he'll find a way to get it done. I'm going to bank on him.
All right, fair enough. So there were a lot of Rodgers and Mahomes in those answers and not that much Russell Wilson. And so for that, I want to bring you, I'm warning you ahead of time, Dominique, it's not pretty in here this morning. There's a lot of debate going on here with Booger and Danny and Kimberly Martin. Let me come to you on Russell Wilson and what this means for his legacy. There's been some debate on this program this morning, Dominique, about his stature. It's clear that he's been a terrific quarterback. No one's debating that. But there's levels to that, as we all understand.
Right.
What are your thoughts on Russell Wilson, what he's been, and what this move could potentially mean for him?
Russell's been outstanding. And Greeny, you and I have been talking about this for years now, is that I think that Russell kind of assumed that he would inherit the league after Brady and Manning and those guys moved on. And he didn't. It skipped over him to Patrick Mahomes and Herbert and Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. So I think this is his chance. This is going to be pivotal in his career. This move to Denver is going to kind of, I think, define his legacy. Because right now, he's a quarterback who won a Super Bowl, managing the game, frankly, and then had a very, very impressive career going forward. But that does not solidify you as an all-time great. If he goes into this murderer's row of division and dominates it and knocks out Mahomes a couple of times and puts up the big numbers that we know he's capable of putting up, then I think it changes the way that we talk about him, particularly if he's able to add a Super Bowl on his resume and a Super Bowl that is because of him. In the first Super Bowl, he was a part of that team, but I don't think anybody would assume that it was because of him. We all know that it was because of that defense. It was nice to have him, but that defense was the indispensable part of why they won that Super Bowl.
Now, you go back and think about the significance of not winning that next one, the interception that gets thrown on the one-yard line instead of giving the ball to Marshawn Lynch, how differently we view so many things if they wind up winning that game that was so eminently winnable in the moment. So let me bring Booger back in, because that's where sort of of the bone of contention has been. What do you think is at stake for Russell Wilson? You're the one who is, I don't want to put words in your mouth. It feels to me like you're the one who's the least sold on him as an historical great. So does he have a chance to change that if he plays huge in Denver to you?
Absolutely, Green. He has a chance to change that and cement that. And if you just look at what's been said about the people that are intimately more knowledgeable about Russell Wilson than I am, his teammates, Richard Sherman, the guys have been on the team. Again, the only time he's won a championship is when he had the number one defense 4 years in a row. That's historical presence in the NFL. It hasn't happened since the 1950s. And I agree with everything that Dominique is saying from the standpoint. He has an opportunity to go to Denver with a really good defense, with a lot of offensive weapons, with a head coach that's going to throw the football a lot more than they run the ball. We're going to finally let Russ cook in an offensive system that is going to put him in a position where you can be the reason we win. Everything those guys are saying, I'm just a little skeptical on Russell Wilson being the guy that can deliver the football consistently from the pocket and make those plays. Russ has made a career of being improvisational and throwing the deep ball. Well, guess what? There's more to the game of football than throwing it deep and running around back there like a chicken with your head cut off. I just want to see him do it. There are no more excuses. Okay, you got a good defense, you got an offensive-oriented head coach, you got weapons. We blamed a lot of things in Seattle on other pieces. The offensive line is bad. Well, guess what, Dan Orlovsky? Justin Herbert's had a bad offensive line. He's done pretty well behind the bad offensive line. Joe Burrow had a bad offensive line. He did pretty good. So don't blame anything else. Russell finally has an opportunity in a position in Denver where he has to be the reason we win. I'm just a little skeptical he can do it.
Dan has crossed himself before making this comment.
Yeah,
go ahead.
You watched the A block and the 8 o'clock hour. I said all that. Okay, three things. Number one, I'll ask you a question. Has Russell Wilson's play over the last 5, 6, 7 years been Super Bowl caliber play? Just overall in general, do you think his play has been Super Bowl caliber for a quarterback?
No.
You're out of your mind, dude.
See, this is why Russell in Denver is so important. Because this debate, how we talk about Russell, the varying degrees of it's not about him or he's played Super Bowl. This is what the season is about. Russell Wilson shutting everybody up and saying, okay, we can take this team to the Super Bowl.
Dan, I'm worried about you. Go ahead.
3 years ago, everyone was saying Tom Brady can't play anymore. He's not
that
good.
Well, that was just Max Kellerman.
Right, no, but there was a lot of people saying he's not the same player anymore.
Yeah.
And then there was a small group of people who said the team he plays on stinks. He goes to Tampa Bay and everyone's like, ha, why is this dude retiring? He can still throw 50 touchdowns a year. Last year, Matthew Stafford goes to the Rams from the team that was bad in Detroit. Matthew Stafford stinks. All of a sudden, he goes to a team that is capable of supporting him, and he goes and wins the Super Bowl. Russell Wilson has not had a team. It is a dependent position. You need pieces around you that are just as capable and valuable to reach as a team where the individual person's performance is. In 2020, one season ago, Russell Wilson had 681 yards as a rusher that led his football team. 681. He had the 15th ranked defense in the NFL, and they went 12-4. The team isn't good. Russell Wilson is just as good and just as capable as basically any quarterback that we have of playing elite level football when it's needed the most. You need a team to come alongside of you and to win a Super Bowl. It's the most dependent position in all of sports.
And he has it now.
So Dominic, we're going to get the answers. Yeah, go ahead, Nate.
I like Monday Dan, but now we got Stan Dan. When you got Stan Dan, you know it's a serious topic. I love stand-up Dan. Give it to him, Danny.
Dominic, let me come back to you, though, to circle it back to the beginning of this, because the Russell Wilson, you were the one who said on this program many times, Rodgers should go to Denver because that team is ready to win. They're just a quarterback away. Right. Is Russell Wilson going to do it? He's in a murderer's row of a division and everything else. Is Russell Wilson going to win a second Super Bowl for his legacy in Denver?
I think he does. At some point, I think he does. I'm not sure if it's this first season. It might be. And Dan brought it up. We've seen it happen a lot more often recently where a quarterback goes to a new situation, then all of a sudden they're great. But the tough thing about the NFL playoffs is a single elimination, particularly in the AFC. everybody is as good as they are. Like, they're yeah. not everyone, excuse me. There's four teams that I think are probably just as good as the Broncos just became, and four teams that have a quarterback that has some continuity. So at any given week, they could absolutely lose, but I think they could also win. So if he had this team in the NFC, I think it's closer to a sure thing. Having it in the AFC makes it difficult, but I think they're immediately contenders.
Kmart, make the point that you were starting to make a moment ago, and that is, I mean, your job is to chronicle all of this stuff, as is mine. There is a lot at stake here for Russell Wilson. I mean, Dan just talked about the pressure that's on Rodgers.
Yeah.
But to the argument that we're making right now, there is a lot at stake in this move for Wilson.
Yes, because in Seattle, and I realized looking down that I am decked out in Seattle colors with my nails and my blue, but the fact that Russell cannot complain anymore. He complained about the offensive line. He didn't have the pieces. The organization didn't put enough around him. The team is not good enough. He has everything he needs in Denver. And that's why it's so important. I understand Dan's point earlier about how Rodgers is under a lot of pressure too, but this, and you also chronicled, Dan, the QBs that have gone to other places and won Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Now this is Russell's moment. And the way we talk about him not being in that top tier, if he doesn't win a Super Bowl here, we will look at him differently.
That's the point, Dan, because the two examples you gave, they worked. Brady, can he do it without Belichick? Can he do it at this age? Answer, yes. Stafford, can he do it now that he's away from the Lions, who might not be a franchise that anyone could lift up? Can he do it? Yes.
Yes.
Now, Wilson, all these same questions. It sounds to me like you're saying he doesn't belong in that category, that the questions aren't reasonable for Wilson. And what I'm saying is I think they are reasonable.
No, I think the questions are reasonable. I just believe that the answers are reasonable. Sounding yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just believe that I've watched every snap of this guy's career, and I understand that. I think something that's getting lost in this too, Greeny, is the reality of what Seattle was identity-wise under Pete Carroll.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was, we want to play great defense and we want to run the football. The reason that make or let Russ Cook became a thing was because Seattle started to allow him to play quarterback and throw the football a little bit. He's walking into an organization and a scheme under Nathaniel Hackett that is going to be more predicated towards, okay, we don't have to hand the ball off on first down every time, and then hey, it's going to be 3rd and 11. Russ, go be great because you've been great for such a long time. Russell Wilson, I think that the skill that he had in Seattle, mainly with DK Metcalf and Lockett, probably is better than the high-level skill in Denver. But Russell Wilson's never been in a situation where both the talent and the scheme were elite.
Mm-hmm.
He's always been the guy dragging those along with him. That's why I think this is a perfect fit for him.
I'm going to let Dominic jump. Thank you for jumping in here, my friend. It is a pleasure to have you on this incredibly busy day. We'll get back with you as we continue. I'll also mention, we got great hoops tonight. I mean, there's so much going on in sports right now. Our Wednesday NBA doubleheader starts with the top two teams in the NBA, the Suns and the Heat, 7:30 Eastern. Then we go to Salt Lake, Donovan Mitchell and the Jazz hosting the Trailblazers. Coverage starts with NBA Countdown at 7 Eastern. As we continue, now that the two biggest moves have been made, what are the next dominoes to fall? There are some significant pieces still very much in play. We'll talk about those. And we got Sneaky Hembo, and today it's for Orlovsky. You ready, Dan? Here's your question. Aaron Rodgers is the all-time leader in passer rating. Russell Wilson ranks second. The question is, who's third? The answer's next. You watch it get up on ESPN.
Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
All right, we're back, and this is a great question today because we've spent all morning talking about Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson, who rank 1 and 2 in that order, Rodgers, Wilson, in all-time passer rating. The question, Dan Orlovsky, is which quarterback ranks third?
So I'm between two guys, one guy being from Connecticut, Steve Young. And my second guy would be from Kurt Warner, who's not from Connecticut, I'm going to go with Kurt Warner. Come on now.
The answer is Drew Brees.
God bless.
No one that you mentioned was even in the conversation. The top five.
Where's Graziano?
The top five are Rodgers, Wilson, Drew Brees, Kirk Cousins, and Tom Brady.
Wait, what?
Kirk Cousins is fourth all time in passer rating. It is not.
But Booger also thinks it's better than Russell
or Steve Young. Okay. We have been talking a lot about these guys today, so let's continue to do it because Rodgers is staying and Russell is leaving. The two legendary quarterbacks have one thing in common, and that is that both are seeking an elusive second Super Bowl trophy. Rodgers has played 11 seasons since he won his. Wilson has played 8 seasons since he won his. Rodgers is 38. Wilson is 33. RG3, here's the question. Which one of them is going to retire with more championships, Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers?
I think it's Aaron Rodgers, and I preface that with saying I'm a believer in Russ, and I think they do need to let him cook there in Denver. But the Packers have a proven recipe. They've done this before. They've been to the NFC Championship game twice in the last 3 years. They just haven't played their best football when they have to. Whereas Russell Wilson and the Broncos, they're still trying to figure out, you know, are they going to even have good chemistry? We see it in the NBA with the Lakers and Russell Westbrook. They brought him in thinking that he was a piece that they were missing, and it's turned out to not really be that way for them. So I think we do have to pump the brakes a little bit on Russell Wilson and the Broncos and whether or not they can win multiple Super Bowls over the next 4 to 5 years. But they definitely have put themselves in the driver's seat to get it done. It's just about how do they all mesh well together. So I think it's a bad bet, like Calvin Ridley, to say that Aaron Rodgers and the Packers don't have a better chance to win more Super Bowls, or that Aaron Rodgers doesn't have a chance to win more Super Bowls than Russell Wilson as they presently sit.
Topical. Too soon? Not for me to say, one way or another. Kmart, let me come to you on this.
What's
because
wrong with you?
I'll throw into the equation. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is a guy who openly considered retiring this year. Who knows? He may only play one or two more seasons.
Right.
Russell Wilson is talking about wanting to play till he's 45. Which one of them retires with more championships?
It's Aaron Rodgers, just because the path to me is a lot easier, which is why all along it felt like staying in Green Bay made the most sense if Super Bowls are what you're really after. But to your point, if he plays 1-2 years and Russell's still going and Denver keeps reloading, they bring him back, they keep reloading, they both could end up with two. They might end up finishing their careers with the same amount of touchdowns,
Super Bowls,
but for right now, I would say Aaron.
Danny, when each of them is someday, you know, got their Hall of Fame busts, and both of them will have them, which one will have more Super Bowl championships on his, Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers. Okay, number one, I just believe in Matt LaFleur as the head coach in the organization under Brian Gutekunst right now. Number two, Kimberly just pointed out the path. And the reality is the AFC not only has great quarterbacks, but they're all young. Yeah. I just don't see over the next 5, 6, 7 years, Patrick, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Lamar, Josh Allen,
Allen,
those eyes all getting shut out. I think those guys all have the chance to win one, and the road is so hard. I also think that this – remember when San Francisco won and you asked me on TV who was the biggest loser, and I said Green Bay? Mm. I just think last year it was such a brutal matchup for them, that San Francisco football team. I don't see that being a case again because of the way that the NFC is constructed moving forward. So because of the reality of I can't see all these moves happening in Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers not getting it done. I texted Matt LaFleur, their head coach, congratulations. Now, please, finish the job. Mm. I mean, the reality is they got to go get this done.
All right, so Rodgers could get one this coming year, and that means Wilson would have to get one or two in the next 5, 6, 7. Who knows? Again, he's talking about playing till he's 45 years old. We'll see if he can do it. Booger, what about you? Who retires with more Super Bowls, Rodgers or Wilson?
Clearly he's going to say Russell Wilson. He's so high on Russell.
Well, good morning to you, Kmart. And Dan, I'm not going to name drop anybody I texted anyway, so I'm going to leave that alone.
You were just texting me.
Listen, Greeny, to me, this is an easy answer. I'm going to take the guy that has 4 MVPs and Aaron Rodgers over the guys that has never had a single MVP vote and that's Russell Wilson. This is an easy conversation, easy answer. I don't need to pontificate any longer. It's simple. It's Aaron Rodgers. It's a proven commodity. It's been there. It's done that. We don't even know if Dan's new fan or Dan's new crush, Russell Wilson, and Denver are going to be able to work. Last year was Matthew Stafford he had a crush on. I'll give you credit. Matthew Stafford won. This year, you're falling in love with Russell Wilson. Let's hope your new man crush and his new team can get it done, Olasi.
You need to go. Do you need to work out? You need to go clear. You need to go get on the Peloton or something,
Book
bro.
Book came like, for you today. Heck. Book said, yeah, I'm taking shots at Dan all
shoot,
day today.
Did you shoot 86 or something yesterday? Like, what's why are you in such a bad mood?
Yeah, he doesn't know what 86 looks like on a scorecard. Let me take the devil's advocate position in all of this. I just read you the number. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers have been at the top of the standings every year since his last championship. The last 3 years, they absolutely had a chance to win it. The last two, they were the favorites going into the playoffs. And it's been 11 years since he won a championship. Russell Wilson has far more time remaining, and it's a new beginning. It's a new opportunity. I get that the quarterback situation in the AFC is better, but that stuff is cyclical too. We're talking about over the course of the next 5-6 years, a lot of those things can change. I think all Russell Wilson has to do is win one more, and I think he might be in position to do it.
And I think that's fair, and obviously we're trying to foreshadow. If this Denver team was in the NFC, I would run away, say Russell, because there's no one coming. I also think that Green Bay has been so good for so long, eventually you catch the break. Eventually your quarterback plays at such a high level in the playoffs where it does happen. And I think that is a reality for Aaron. Aaron has all those MVPs, and all the past two seasons have been remarkable. He's got to play his best four games in next year's playoff, or potentially three, to go get it done. I just think they're such a good team. Eventually, they get it done.
Now, we will see. It is at the end of the day, this is one of the most consequential days the National Football League has seen in a very long time, and we've been delighted to talk about it all morning with you. And First Take will continue to do that at the top of the hour. They'll debate if Russell makes the Broncos a legit title contender. Plus, are they surprised that Aaron decided to stay in Green Bay? They're talking about it. Stephen A., Molly, and the Mad Dog, Chris Russo, top of the hour here on ESPN.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Get Up is brought to you by Horizon Forbidden West, rated T for teen. And a few of our featured events on ESPN Plus this week include Big Poppy's Places. We got plenty of golf from the TPC Sawgrass this week. We got hockey coming your way. And UFC Fight Night is Saturday. ESPN Plus, your place for all the sports. All right, I got 20 seconds for a quick joke. Go.
Green, this past weekend, my wife and I were at Playa Mujeres down in Mexico.
Yes.
There was this Mexican magician, and he's telling the audience he's going to disappear on the count of three. And he says, uno, dos, and poof. He's gone without a trace.